Very last question for you. So regarding the filibuster and President Trump, I saw him speaking this morning, and he wants it eliminated in the Senate. He's basically saying that's the only way anything will get done in order to pass, you know, the record-breaking number of bills and circumvent Democratic obstruction, as he called it. What are your feelings about that, eradicating the filibuster and just moving forward without needing 60 votes? What are your thoughts about that?
He and I have talked about this a lot, and what you're hearing is an expression of his anger and frustration that the Democrats won't reopen the government. He doesn't want the American people to hurt. We don't either. And desperate times call for desperate measures. But I reminded him that what a lot of the Senate Republicans believe, that's not a House issue, it's a Senate issue, but what they believe is that it's a very important safeguard against the worst impulses of the Democrat Party. My Republican colleagues will say that, because they say, sir, they've already told us what they would do without the speed bump of the filibuster. If they ever took over again, they would expand the Supreme Court, pack the court. They'd go to 13 or 15 judges or whatever they wanted. They'd make Puerto Rico and D.C. states. They would do, you know, Second Amendment restrictions. They would nationalize federal elections, just go on and on and on, and there'd be nothing to stop them. And so I think the fear on both sides of the aisle, to be fair, has kept the filibuster as part of the tradition. The founders intended the Senate to be what they referred to as the cooling saucer, right? The House would be hot, lots of activity and lots of emotion, and it would go over there, and it was supposed to simmer and cool so cooler heads prevail in the Senate. If you take the filibuster away, that doesn't exist anymore. And we would have massive whiplashes for the people between elections, between the parties, and that wouldn't be good for the system.